day the Lord has made. I will rejoice. I will be glad in it, for God is good and he is worthy to be praised. It's an amazing opportunity to be able to make it to the fifth month of May in the year 2020. We're grateful to be here, for this is the day the Lord has made, and we rejoice and we're glad in it. Thank God that he was gracious to us so far all day, and we're just blessed, and we are highly favored of God, and we're just grateful unto him for what God is doing and what he is going to do. I want to just be able to say a few words. I just want to welcome you to our Sunday night Bible teaching. Those of you who have not yet, I encourage you to go by way of YouTube or by way of Facebook to our Facebook page. Look at the message today. The message is more important than the mood, and I just believe that that will bless your life. I just want to say that we're praying for each one of you, and we're praying for your families, and my God, the world sure needs it. We need it. We need it like never before. We need it in our homes. We need it on our jobs. We especially need it now because the world seems to be anxiously approaching the opportunity to be able to act as if though they were in bondage by really sparing people's lives. And I just want to let you know that I don't want you to get careless, and we're going to deal with some things on tonight. We're going to deal with the fact that in the midst of all of this, in the midst of every situation in our life, we're grateful unto God for what he's doing and what he's going to do. It's an amazing time. It's an amazing season to be able to know that God has done and is doing great things. I think that this is also a season of being grateful. This is also a season of being thankful, and also a season by which we need to listen for instructions about what God is saying and about what God is saying now. And one of the things that I think is crucial to us and for us right now is the fact that as we strive to do more for the kingdom of God and for the body of Christ, we have to make sure of this one thing. We have to make sure that God is the priority, that we are making sure that we are living our lives in a way to where he is absolutely the primary, first and foremost focus of what God is doing. I'm just amazed. So many people have lost their lives. Less than 2,000 people away from 250,000, a quarter of a million people worldwide. A quarter of a million, 250,000 people die within 4 or 5 months of this inflicting pandemic. And then there's another whole group who think that they can beat life simply by thinking and acting as if though their life is in their hands. And even those of us in the United States of America, when you do the math, it doesn't add up. Really, if there's 250,000 people have left here and transitioned, that should be a concern to every individual, because that means that we're somewhere close to over 25%, or close to 25% of the deaths are right here, of the world, are right here in the United States of America. Well, Pastor McKnight, why are you talking about this? I want to talk about something exciting. This is very exciting to talk about. What I mean by exciting, not the point of death, but it's exciting that we are going to all go our way towards an answer. Because tonight I'm going to go to the text of Proverbs, and I just want to make an announcement. We want all of you to join us. We're on our third day, May 3rd, of reading the book of Proverbs for the month. Matter of fact, God told me that this entire month, this is the month of wisdom. This is a month by which we must be wise and we must be knowledgeable about what God is doing. This is the month that you got to make sure that you seek instructions from God and not just your emotions. And I challenge each one of you to embrace the opportunity to be able to go with us as we navigate through the book of Proverbs from chapter 1 to the very last chapter. So I'm going to just speak blessings over this word, and I'm going to read the word of God from Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1. It says, "My son, Forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For the length of thy days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tables of thine heart. So shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. 5 and 6 again, and I have to add verse 7. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him, he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. One of the things I want to share with you right now is this. I want to share something with you tonight from this thought. Please hear me tonight. I'm going to teach tonight the temptation to lean. The temptation to lean. The temptation to lean. Many times as we go through life and we know situations are going forth in our lives, we are grateful unto God for his goodness and for his mercy and for his kindness. But if you're not careful, you'll go through situations in life and the enemy wants you to have overconfidence in your own ability. And unfortunately, one of my concerns in the kingdom of God and right now is that how much wisdom is the kingdom using? A lot of times when we act as if though we are being wise, we eventually suffer in what we call wisdom, and it becomes too costly. Wisdom is actually enlightened understanding of what is true or what is right, usually acquired by through long experience as distinguished from a partial or a specialized knowledge. Wisdom also is the ability to discern right choices, to make wise decisions depending upon the relevant knowledge. Wisdom also is a mental process of weighing and judging alternatives. It's when you actually begin to make the wise decisions based upon the knowledge of God. In verse 1, Solomon was talking to his son. He said, my son, forget not the law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. Not talking about himself, Solomon. He was talking about the commandments of God. For the length of your days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. It looks like Solomon is telling his son, son, look, listen to me. When you decide to obey the laws of God in your heart, you can add length of days and long life and peace can be added to your life. The Bible says in the book of James that if any man lacks wisdom, and I think we all lack wisdom. I don't think we've all gotten so much wisdom until we don't need anymore. I'm a pastor, but I need wisdom. I'm a man. I need wisdom. I have hopes of living a long time. I have a son by which I have to be a father to, so I need wisdom. I need wisdom to pass on. We need wisdom. It is absolutely a trick of the enemy. And if you ever start buying into it, you're going to find out that some of the most hardest and toughest places you can end up in life is when you do not have the ability to have wisdom. Wisdom, the Bible says, is the principal thing. And sometimes when you get wisdom, you need to make sure that in the wisdom part of things that you are moving forward in situations in life to where now you are standing on the promises of God. You're standing on his word. And when it comes to, you have to make sure that wisdom becomes the principal thing in your life. I want you to know that if wisdom is what you are seeking in life, you have to make sure that something is going forth. We go through situations in our life. I'm just going to talk to you, and I'm going to back up a little bit about when Solomon was talking to his son. He said, look, we want you to be able to keep the laws of God, which is the word of God. He said, because when you begin to have wisdom, wisdom becomes the principal thing by which it will add peace and long life. I think about my dad. I'm so grateful that my father is 90 years old. And he's one of the wisest men by which I know. I'm grateful to have him in our lives. And sometimes when we go through situations in life, we have to understand that wisdom becomes the principal thing. We want to make sure that when we go through situations in our lives and we go through circumstances in our life, when wisdom is needed, you got to understand that there needs to also be counsel. We have tests and we have trials by which we are challenged. We are challenged to be able to understand that wisdom is what we need. I can honestly say to you, and I'm going to honestly say this, and I say this not as braggadocious and by no stretch of the imagination. When I look at my life, and I want to be a little transparent to you tonight. When I look at my life, I'm not talking about anyone else's life. When I look at my life, some of the greatest mistakes that has happened in my life, some of the hardest seasons that have happened in my life is when I didn't take out enough time to seek wisdom in a matter. And sometimes when you are going through situations in life and you don't know which way to go and you don't know what to do, it's difficult. It's difficult that when life is going through certain channels and down certain roads, you have to understand that it's the wisdom of God that will keep certain things in your life. I truly believe that the reason why my father has reached the age of 90 is because of his wisdom and because he's kept the law of God. It says, long life and peace shall they add to thee. And so many times we're losing our young people because they don't use wisdom. It's like they're not afraid of death. There's a lot of oftentimes rebellion and disrespect. And then there ends up being short life and no peace. And one of the things, like I said earlier, and maybe some of you didn't hear me, I want to go back over the definition of wisdom again. Wisdom means to be enlightened with understanding of what is true and what is right. It means to acquire the right knowledge and have the ability to distinguish from right or wrong choices, to make wise decisions based upon the relevant knowledge. It's also the process of weighing options. And sometimes when you're going through life and you're going through situations in life, it can be so difficult. It can be so testing. It can be so trying. And tonight, when I was thinking about this afternoon, I asked God, what did he want me to share? He said, you got to deal with the scripture that says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to thy own understanding. See, verse 4 says, when you begin to use wisdom, you set yourself up for, in many cases, long life and peace. It says, let not mercy and truth. So there's some other responsibility, because when wisdom comes, that means truth comes. You can't make wise choices, when you're not dealing with truth. He said, you got to bind truth about your neck, and you got to write them upon the table of your heart. Because, see, if your mind is not dealing with truth and if your heart is not dealing with truth, you cannot make the right decisions because you're dealing with deceit. And so many people have gone through life and they made bad choices because they was dealing with deceit. It says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Then it says, trust in the Lord with all thine heart. I want you to take a moment right now and ask yourself the question, as I've already asked myself the question, how many times have you trusted your emotions and you regretted what you trusted? How many times have you been tired and made an emotional decision and then you found out, my God, I should have waited? See, because the issue now becomes, and I got to just really take my time with this for a few moments, and that is, the issue now becomes is the enemy wants us to anxiously make decisions when your haste could end your life. Whether some of them are Christians, whether some of them just did not want to obey. It's a lot of people right now have suffered the loss of COVID-19 because they didn't take it seriously. There are a lot of people right now, there are children who went out and partied, came back home, and their parents were infected and died because the children were selfish, because they were only concerned about what they wanted to do. I'm telling y'all something right now. Y'all better set some rules. You better put down your foot. You better make a decision right now that, hey, if you want to go out there and do what you want to do, I can't begin to tell you how many cases I've heard of. And see, it has a lot to do with your association and then perhaps your leniency to not have planted the foundation of what needs to happen in this season. I want to see my parents. I want to see my father. I want to see my mother. But wisdom says, and I'm letting my mom was talking to me today. She said, I haven't been out of the house since, blah, blah, blah. I walked to the mailbox and walked in. She said, I don't hardly know how to function. I said, that's all right, but you're going to learn how to function. Because it's wisdom. Wisdom is when you make sure that you try to make right choices for who you love, even if it's unpopular choices. Parents want kids to like them. Parents don't want to seem like they're mean. But if you really love, I love my son. I love my son dearly. But I'm not going to love him enough to give him the freedom to not use wisdom. There's going to be enough opportunities for him to make decisions without me. But when I'm here, while I'm here, you can't make them, you can't follow them 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. But from my knowledge and my perspective, I got to make sure there's wisdom. Wisdom. The ability to process, weigh, and options of right choices. Many of you right now are tempted to lean. I'm teaching tonight the temptation to lean, the temptation to lean, the challenge of whether you can be still or lean to what the governor is saying or lean to what the president is saying. And that's not to say we are to disobey leadership, but guess what? It's one thing for disobedience. It's another thing for obeying. When we were told to do social distancing, to break those rules, we would have been walking into disobedience. But when it comes to just coming back out and there's no solution to this virus, and they telling you it's okay, but putting a disclaimer on it, is that wisdom. Is it wisdom for you to just start making decisions depending upon your own knowledge and not even acknowledging God? We do it more than just church. We do it with making purchases. We do it with, you know, buying vehicles. We do it with purchasing homes. We do it with buying clothes. We do it with going out entertaining. It's not wisdom to have a little bit of food in your house and you go out on a Saturday night with you and your friends and spend $70 or $80, which could have bought groceries in your house to last for a few days. But you go out and you eat it with crab legs in one night. You ain't got the seven claws. And don't spend $50. Or don't spend $40. When you could have had chicken, rice, green beans, corn, ice cream, cornbread, and the whole nine yards. But because the greatest enemy of wisdom is your own image, we do things that we can't afford. We want to keep up with people. We want to look a certain way. When we don't use wisdom, we start having the temptation to lean. I know you want to get your hair done. I know you want to get your nails done. I know you want to get your toes done. I know you that. And some of you think it's an absolute requirement, but you ain't got no job. See, it's going to be a little tough for some of y'all. You don't have a job right now. I can see if they were telling you to come in for an interview. So you'll go and risk in the pandemic to sit up in an environment who you don't even know who's been in the chair before you. You don't even know the utensils are completely sterilized. You don't know the counter that you put your hands on. And I'm not bashing it. There's some good situations in life. There's some people doing the right thing. I'm just saying using wisdom. Dollars and bobbers, I'm not trying to hurt your business, and that's not it at all. What I'm trying to say is even you yourself got to use wisdom. As you're trying to serve and make a living, you got to use wisdom. I know sometimes we got to do what we got to do, but you have to use wisdom. And most people don't use wisdom because they're anxious and they're being the temptation to lean. The temptation to lean. And he told me in the scripture, and this scripture has, after what God spoke to me today, this scripture has another whole meaning to me. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not to the understanding. I know I heard some situations today, some of my friends who have large ministries and I don't, you know, not here locally, and they had a church full of people today. Church full of people today. Couldn't had so many people until social distancing was not possible. So we didn't, somebody didn't pay attention that there was one choir rehearsal and there was 80 people at the choir rehearsal and 41 of them left. And somebody times people try to make it seem like, oh, you don't have faith, you ain't got no faith, you got to trust God. No, I got to have faith to have wisdom. Nobody can come up to me about trusting God. I don't even want to hear that. If you knew the history of my faith, and that's not an arrogant statement, I trust God. I believe I have personally been directly involved laying hands on the dead, verifiable dead, pronounced dead by the paramedic at the church, and God said, go lay hands on them. Some people right now might have not went that way. God said, lay hands on them, and God knows he brought them back to life. Not Jonathan Knight, he brought them back to life. And then there's been times I've seen people die in front of me. There's been times you've prayed for people in the room and death slips in. And then death slips out. It wasn't a lack of faith. It was their time. To everything, there's a time and a season. The woman who came back in my father's church, who came back to life after being pronounced dead by the paramedics, it wasn't her time to go. You got to use wisdom. Not wisdom from the University of Florida. You know, I had to start out with them first. Not wisdom from UCF. Not wisdom from Florida State. Not wisdom from UM. Not wisdom from Harvard. Not wisdom from Yale. wisdom from UCLA. You know, you get the point. Not wisdom of the law degree, but wisdom from God. Some of y'all trust Google more than you trust God. You trust Google more than you trust God. Because before you go to God, you go to Google. I done just, hello. I hear some dead internet. Hello. You search it out yourself, and you make decisions, but you won't go to God about it. You leaning. You failing the temptation of leaning. We want everything to be new because somebody else got something new. Did you really need the last thing you bought? Did you really need the last car? Did you really need the last watch? Did you really need the last shoe? You got 12 pair of black shoes and 2 feet. That's just a bike. Leaning. Not sewing, but leaning. Not making sure. I remember I was telling the church for the first 3.5 months of 2020 and even 2019, I said to Sanctuary of Praise, the church by which God has allowed me to pastor. I said, y'all better put some seed in the ground. I said, there's getting ready to come a day. There's coming a day to where you're going to need seed in the ground. You're going to need in the fame, man. You're going to need to make sure that you already have something that's building a harvest for you because a famine is coming. And then that lean will say, you can wait. You can catch up with God later. You're leaning. You don't even pray about your connections. You don't even pray about your associations. You're leaning. I'm glad that the line is unmuted. It's not unmuted tonight because I know they will sound muted. Somebody just called what I just said. I know the lines are muted. I'm glad they're not unmuted because they'll still be muted. Because a lot of times, wisdom is accountability, and most people are not mature enough to be accountable to wisdom. Everybody dying of this virus that did not have to die. Somebody didn't use wisdom. And then somebody didn't lead with wisdom. This is the longest I ever been out of church since the day I was born. We was in church all the time. Tuesday. But my dad was pastoring 2 churches. On National Bishop Board, pastoring 2 churches. One of them was an hour away. And to go to prayer meeting, we had to drive 2 hours and 15 minutes round trip almost to go to prayer meeting. There ain't but 9 people there. And did it for years. And we'll have to pick up people. We take us to church early. Me, my mom, my 2 brothers, Bishop, and my sister. We sit in the church. And he go pick up people and bring them to church. So we had to go early so he can go be Uber. Then, guess what? We have to sit in the church for Uber to go back and take them, and then they come back and get us. And then we drive an hour and something one way. But he's 90. He's 90 years old. Because God added long life and peace. Because he had put truth about his heart. Let me finish this. It wouldn't be wisdom to get off this phone right now because God's trying to give a message to you. He said you're going to find favor and good understanding in the sight of God. See, and trust in the Lord and lean not unto thine own understanding. You know what your problem is? And many people's problem? They just think they're smart. They think they're smarter than everybody else. And guess what? They're not smart. They're slick. You're not smart when you ain't asking God. You done got too wise for yourself. You're leaning. You got high blood pressure, and you're eating ribs in 90-degree weather. You're leaning. You're being tempted to lean away from wisdom. And God said this to me today. He said, if you're leaning, you're not straight. Lord, have mercy. If you're leaning, you're not seeing straight. If you're leaning, the world looking at you from another whole perspective. And lean not unto thine own understanding. He said, now don't you get so confident. And that's not to say God hasn't given us a mind to use to make wise choices. We know we don't touch a hot stove. That's not what I'm talking about. We know we don't walk out in front of a car talking about he's giving his angels charge over me. Well, somebody's going to need a charge card for the funeral home. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about when you think you got it. You know that'd be the slogan now. I got this. I got this. Until you find out you don't and you wish you would have used wisdom. Because wisdom will tell on you. You know what wisdom says? It says, hold on me. I know that's why God will always use me, because I'm not afraid to talk about me. Some of y'all get offended. Everybody, there's something wrong with everybody else but you. Wisdom says, okay, go ahead. Wisdom ain't going to fight you. Wisdom will let you end up blowing your money. Ain't going to fight you. Wisdom will let you end up in a hole, in a ditch, in a struggle, and then you blame the devil. And it's not even the devil. If you didn't acknowledge God, he never would have took you that way. He never would have took you that route. That's why the Bible says wisdom is a principal thing. I don't want you to leave in doom and gloom, but I want to give you a little hope. Because you can't do anything about your yesterday, but you can surely start tonight. You can start saying, in all my ways, I'm going to acknowledge God. I've made too many mistakes, and he shall direct my path. I'm not going to be wise, verse 7. In my own eyes, I got to fear God. In other words, I got to respect God. I got to fear him, which means I got to honor him to request his direction. And I got to depart from evil. I can't hang out with evil. I can't be hanging out with gossiping people. I can't be hanging out with maliciousness. We need wisdom. The Bible says it's the principal thing. And in all our getting, we got to get understanding. You got to have faith that each one of you, we get ready to do a prayer call starting. I just want to make this announcement. We get ready to do a prayer call, 6 a.m. prayer call, starting this Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Those that can consecrate on Tuesday, I want you to consecrate and fast on Tuesday. And we're going to be in the Word of God. We're going to be talking. But see, here's the thing. It's not wisdom to know you have a prayer call going on and you stay in the bed like you got somewhere to go. Sleeping on obedience. And everything that God is telling me right now, for the month of May, we got to use wisdom. We got to use wisdom. I got to drive it home. I'm getting ready to close out. We got to use wisdom. We got to use wisdom. We got to use wisdom. People are dying when they don't have to. Broke when they don't have to be. The enemy didn't steal some of that. We bought it and didn't need it. It's not like I got a whole lot to deal with. But one thing I done found out about this pandemic, if push come to shove,
It puts me on the shelf. I can just cut my own little bit of little strings I got left. Wisdom. I could put that haircut towards a seed. Wisdom. I could put some seed in the ground. I can empower the kingdom. I can help some buy some of the seed, some groceries. I can be kind. Somebody that's destitute, the widow, the single mom that's struggling, the people who need food. But we don't have wisdom, so we can't sow into no one else because we don't have enough wisdom to save some for somebody else. Wisdom. Wisdom. And stop allowing the temptation to lean away from God. And you try to have your own understanding. And then you're trying to figure it out. You're trying to work it out until you can't work it out, until you find out. And see, nobody likes to think that they weren't smart. No, 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 no. No, that's too much. Like, no one want to feel like they made a bad decision, especially when you was acting like you knew what you was doing and you didn't. We've all done it. We've all tried to act like we know. I'm the first to tell you, you know, I don't know everything about technology. I'm just honest. I'm not no Microsoft guru. I'm not that. I'm just not that guy. I'm not the type of person going to sit up and be on social media for blah, 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 blah. I'm just not that guy. I'm not the guy that's going to be all day watching other people's life and watching other people post. And I'm broke. That's just not me. I'm not going to allow social distancing. And let me close out right now because I feel like the phone is getting, I don't know, the static of amen seems to be blocked out right now. But I'm not the guy that's going to know I have a child. I want him to have a future and expect him to get it by himself. Son gave me a message the other day. He said, Dad, I mean, this boy is something else, man. I love him for real. He said hello to me and said, check your email. I was like, check my email, man. What you, oh, what was your dad? Check your email, Dad. Check my email. Another invoice. From his college tuition, he said, he put at the top of the email, it is due today. Well, thanks for the time. It's due today, right? All right. So I called him. I said, give me a password. And, you know, we start talking. He called me out the receipt. Or I called him once a week. He called me after he saw paid in full. Oh, Dad, thank you. Thank you so much, Dad. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. You know what I said to him? Let me get off the phone with you. I got to try to go make some money to catch up for this tuition. And he just started laughing. I already had a plan. Why are you saying that? Because do you use wisdom to be a blessing for somebody else, or is everything about you? If your behavior will still be the same, last statement, I'm going to read one thing I wrote down today, God had me write down today. If your behavior is still the same and there's nothing changed about you and 70,000 almost people have died and almost 250,000 people have died in the world and people are losing their jobs, 26 million people are unemployed right now in America, 26 million people, and probably some of you are part of that 26 million on this phone. And nothing has changed about you. Your energy is still the same. Your motivation is still the same or lack thereof. You're still dealing with procrastination. Or I'll get to it tomorrow. I'll get to it the next day. And one thing that I don't like is to be in a crisis and everybody know it and folks still lazy. Every day you get up out your bed is an opportunity to show God you appreciate life. I'm going to read this to you, and I hope you guys are blessed. And this is one of the most profound statements that I've wrote down that God has given me in the spur of the moment. A mistake in life is making a previous experience a fact for the rest of your life. You make a grave mistake in life when now a previous experience has now become your fact for the rest of your life. In other words, you encounter something, and now for the rest of your life, you're going to use what you encountered as the law for your life. Just say it was a bad relationship. Just say it was something else. Just say it was something else. And you say, oh, no, I already experienced that. But what you didn't acknowledge is what you experienced that didn't work out. You didn't acknowledge God. So don't treat the experience like it's bad because of the experience. Why can't we be mature enough to say, I can't necessarily say this has to be this way because when I went into this, or when I made the decision, I didn't acknowledge God. So don't treat that like it's got to be that way for the rest of your life. What you need to do is say, God, forgive me for not making wise decisions. Don't let them penalize me for the rest of my life. I can't be wise in my own eyes. I got to depart from evil. I got the evil of the temptation to lean, the temptation to lean to my understanding. That's not to say you can't use your brain. That's not to say you can't use your decision. But I'm telling you right now, it is too crucial for you and I to just be jumping out there, making decisions without acknowledging God. I want you to be wise. One of the greatest things you can do is ask God to give you wisdom. And one thing about God, he's not going to advise you against his word. Father, we thank you for your love. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. You're good. You're God. You're worthy to be praised. There's nobody like you in all the earth. Thank you for this teaching tonight, even though some might be offended, even though I sense it. But God, they're going to be all right because you spoke what you spoke, and we will not apologize for that. Give us wisdom. Give us guidance. Give us direction. Give us protection. Don't let us lean. Because when we lean, we don't see straight. When we lean to our understanding, we don't act right. But we want you to give us wisdom. Cover our country. Cover our nation. Cover innocent lives. And we're thankful. And we bless your holy name that tonight, we will not lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, we will acknowledge you so you can direct our paths. We thank you for it being done. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I want you to have an amazing day. I want you to share. Go to prayersamust.org. You can get the flyer there. You can get the flyer on our Facebook page. Share it with someone. We want to have the largest 6 a.m. prayer we've ever had since we've been doing it. We want to be able to share with you, share with your family. May you understand this, that the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God, and we have to make sure we do this one thing, pray for wisdom. Be blessed. Have a wonderful evening. Be safe. Be wise. God bless you. It's Pastor John from Anytime.